Hey guys, very late. Actually, it's good morning, technically, on Saturday here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Williams and Bloom, we're having a beer. We're having a celebratory beer after the Cyclones just defeated Tulsa 80-78. We had to take an Uber to go get this celebratory beer, but we're doing it, and we got pizza on the way.
We were very trusting of the Uber driver.
Yeah.
Could have been a bad deal.
Probably wasn't the best move. No. We took this random South Carolina Uber driver to a gas station. We're like, hey, give us 2 minutes. It was more like five. And he didn't drive off with our bags coming back from the arena. So that's good. No, we wanted to do a reaction podcast for you guys here tonight, courtesy of Heartland Flags. I want to give a shout out to those guys. Been great sponsors of ours for a really long time. And I would encourage you guys to think about them come Christmas time. You want to buy a Cyclone flag for one of your friends, relatives, anything like that. It'd be great to support a Cyclone Fanatic sponsor. So go and click on their ad and give them a shout. Iowa State 80, Tulsa 78. Iowa State led by 16 points with like 9 to go in the second half. And damn near, I wouldn't say damn near lost, but it got nerve-wracking, Bloom.
Well, it took a Jacoby Long banked in long two to give him a 3-point lead, and then Donovan iced it late. But yeah, they got really squirrely there, especially on both ends, really, after that 9-minute mark. It just kind of got out of the flow of what they were doing. I mean, for a good stretch there from about the 16-minute mark of the first half to the 10-minute mark of the second half, that was really good basketball. I mean, Iowa State took a 5-point deficit, 6-point deficit, stretched it out to 16 against a really good. I mean, this isn't nothing against Appalachian State. That was not Appalachian State tonight. That's a American Conference team, and they probably not NCAA tournament this year, but they'll be near the bubble potentially, and that's a nice win.
Yeah, to mimic what we said last night, but I think it was accentuated this evening. A couple of guys really putting this team on their back. And Wyler Babb, he's played every minute.
He's been so good.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. I told Steve that after the game. I go, dude, he looks like an All-American out there. And Steve kind of laughed. But, like, he's playing at a – if Nick Wyler Babb isn't the Big 12 Player of the Week coming up, I mean, that's insane. I don't know what everybody else has done during the non-conference. But, I mean, he's got to be a candidate. But him and Donovan Jackson really – you saw it tonight where – they were kind of the guys who, got this thing going. But then when things got bad tonight, those guys had the ball in their hands and they wanted shots. And we saw Nick a couple times, just penetrate and just take over. And then Donovan hit a huge three that really stopped the bleeding there towards that. It was like a 12-0 run or a 13-0 run or whatever it was from Tulsa. If Iowa State's going to have any chance of being a bubble type of team, which they still have a long ways to go before I think you can even talk about that. But if they're going to, I think those two are going to have to lead the way.
Well, and I thought Nick told you in the post game, I thought it was a really interesting quote. He said Donovan came up to him about the 4-minute mark and said, it's you and me, buddy. You're something to that effect.
He goes, we're going to take over.
This is our time. And so that's what – so they did this Leadership Academy thing over the summer, and I think you're starting to see why you do things like that. Is it pays off in the crunch time, and those two were great in the crunch time. They wanted the ball, and credit Donovan. He didn't play very well in the first 15 minutes of that game. Missed a lot of shots, but he kept grinding. He kept at it, and he wanted the ball late. And he told you in the post game, that's the easy part is the free throws. He's like, that's what I think his quote was, that's easy work. So good for him.
No, it's good to see those guys. The morale's up around the guys. Obviously, they've been winning. That helps, but I think one thing that's important to see, too, is when you lose a couple games like Iowa State did early and now they've had some success, it's a lot easier for them to buy into what Steve's preaching. And, we get to be at Shoot Around the other day, and like he really is preaching defense, transition defense, and then let that turn into your best offense. And you've seen them push. And it's getting them open. Look, these guys are better shooters than people thought they were after the first couple games. I don't know. There's a lot of reasons to be encouraged. Again, I don't want to overreact after two wins against mid-major programs. But, you know, Cam Lard coming around, there's clearly a ton of potential there. I think Wigginton's going to be great. There's no doubt about that. Hans Brace, he's just going to be a solid role guy this year. But he had an
open
three.
He gave him something today.
Absolutely. Yep. And then what about Jacoby Long?
Yeah, I mean, that was – that's one of those games where, you know, I don't mean to be rude to Jacoby. I did not in a million years think that was possible, his half. I don't think anybody did.
4 or 5 from three in the first half.
He's got a unique shooting style. Stansberry said it really well. It's like the NBA 2K game.
You hold on to the button too long. I didn't see Jared say that, but all you had to do was say NBA 2K.
It just hangs there. But he gave, and then he, you know, credit Steve. Jacoby didn't play much at all yesterday. And he's got him in the final crunch time today. But Prohm's thing is you will earn your minutes. And I know there's probably some frustrated Cyclones today because they didn't play at the end of the game. And Jacoby did, but he earned it. He was great. And that's this. They're going to have 10 guys. You can't play them all every single game. But Prohm has now found something with Nick at the point. I mean, you just look at his numbers. They've been great. And then also look at Donovan's numbers in reflection to that. And then there's something to there's a method to the madness there that has paid off the first two games. The offense looks so much better when Donovan's off that on that off guard. He can get it on the curl. I mean, how many times did he take a little handoff on a curl and that set up the entire offense rather than him just standing with the dribble on top of the key?
Do you want me to make you throw up?
I mean, no, but sure.
Milwaukee lost to Concordia St. Paul tonight.
What? Who? They're not D1.
I don't think they're D1.
They're not D1. No, they're definitely not.
That, you know, the only reason I even point that out, because it doesn't matter. Milwaukee could have beat that team by 100 tonight, and it wouldn't have made Monday night feel any better.
No, that.
But I point that out to show how far this team's come in a week. And again, I don't want anybody I hope no Cyclone fans are watching these games and just like crowning them because they could very well lose to Boise on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, and they'll be underdogs.
But they look like a basketball team now. And on Monday night, they didn't look like a team. They looked like a group of guys just running around, didn't know what they were doing. And they look like an actual team out there. And they're huddling up. You know, they're talking. And we've been blessed to be here with them in Myrtle Beach, and we get to see, I've seen it like the coming together, and you see that on the court as well. And it's been a real pleasure to watch Steve coach this team.
Yeah,
because he's working his butt off with this group.
He's loving it too.
Yeah,
this is fun for him, and they're so much better than Monday, and it's going to get better. They're going to have some rough patches. You saw it in that second half.
Absolutely.
They
very well could have lost that game.
That was really bad for about a 5-minute stretch where Iowa State, you know, that was not good at all. But they rescued it at the end and they learned how to win. That's two games in a row that they've closed it out. Now a great opportunity against a really good Boise team and a championship game feel. Yes, it's just a championship for, you know, a tournament in November, but you're going to play for something and that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's coming up on Sunday. Bloom, we've got the big football game coming up tomorrow, or I guess today.
Right.
If there's anybody in Myrtle Beach.
Why wouldn't you be?
Well, if you're here, we are having a game watch. What's the place called? The
Dogwoods?
No.
No?
Dead Dog Saloon.
Dead Dogs. That's actually.
It's called the Dead Dog Saloon. It's been a hell of a time to find a place because Clemson and South Carolina are both playing.
Yeah, they're both playing.
But we're going to have, I bet we'll have
Dead Dog Saloon, you're right.
I bet we'll have 50 people there. It'll be awesome. We're having a game watch in Ames at Whiskey River in Ames. I know Casey's going to be there. I believe Jared will be there. They've got some fun stuff planned. But this is what it's all about. Football tomorrow. And then you look ahead to Sunday night, 7:30 local time here, 6:30 tip back in Iowa against a Boise State team that's really good. I think it's a tournament team, right?
Yeah. They're picked second in the Mountain West, I want to say.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And they've got a maybe not an NBA guy, but at least a potential NBA guy in Hutchinson, who's 6'7" guard, kind of do-it-all type. It'll be fun to hit, watch him and Wyler Babb, very similar players. Hutchinson's a little more developed physically. They're good. They had big guys popping in threes today, and they routed an Illinois State team that beat South Carolina. So it's interesting, though. A little fun fact for you. The only time those two teams have played, Iowa State and Boise State, was 4 years ago, almost the same time, the Diamond Head Classic Tournament Final in Hawaii, and Iowa State with DeAndre Kane at the helm won by 4.
That was a really good – I think was that the best team of the Hoiberg era?
Oh,
or do you
man.
Think that Dijon Jones team was better?
I don't – that's a great podcast topic.
I don't know.
The talent – well, gosh, they were both. Those are the, those are the two. Those are,
That sounds like a summer series.
Mm-hmm. That team. Remember that tournament and whatever the Diamond Head was. They didn't blow anybody out.
Well, they only beat Boise by 4.
They beat Boise by 4. I think they beat George Mason by a handful. I remember who else did play in that.
They handled. I remember we had a game watch at the cake stand.
Yeah,
that day, and we watched them play George Mason.
Was it George Mason?
They beat them pretty good.
Anyway, that'll be fun. It'll be fun to play in a championship game. So it'll be a later night for us getting back, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm just glad that the clones are playing together, and there's defined roles. Those box scores look like winning box scores for Iowa State as far as how this goes. And how can he not be? I mean, man, with the class coming in.
Yep.
With Wigginton and Lard.
Yeah.
And I think Terrence is going to be good, too.
He's kind of a young puppy right now.
Here's a prediction. There'll be a home game this year. Maybe it'll be Western Illinois in a couple weeks, where that kid's going to come off the bench and hit 4 threes.
No doubt.
He's going to have his Jacoby Long moment.
And that's why it's important for Jacoby today to continue to buy in.
Well, and it shows a guy like Terrence Lewis. It's funny. Steve told both of us. I heard on the pregame show the other day about how all he did was preach about Naz Long.
Yeah, for 30 minutes.
To his team. About how Naz stuck it out and it paid off for him. And, like, I felt that was what I'm thinking when Jacoby was hitting all those threes tonight. I was thinking, like, yeah, I mean, that's a guy who listened to what Coach had to say.
And Terrence will get there. You know, it's interesting. I think for the first time in a couple years, they have 10 guys they can play. And so somebody's got to be the odd man out right now because you can't play 10 most games.
And Steve doesn't like to.
No. So, I mean, they've got their top six, I think, ironed out. But it's that Tally, Lewis, Jacoby thing that
I think the game dictates it, too. I mean, we've seen – when Steve goes to Tally, it's when he thinks he needs help with perimeter defense, right?
Correct, and rebounding.
So that's, again, like, that's defining roles.
Yeah, but this has been so much better than Monday. I mean, I think the world was literally falling apart after that Milwaukee game because that was a bad Milwaukee team that blitzed Iowa State.
Dude.
These are two really good wins.
You can ask my wife. I was demoralized after that. So I didn't go to it because we were leaving on Tuesday and I wanted to spend some time with my daughter. And like I made a big deal out of it for Cammie that we were going to have a cyclone party and all this stuff. And then Cammie was moved to the toy room because Daddy was swearing. And like, I mean, they've come so far in a week, which is fun to see.
Only going
to
get better. I mean, Lard had his moments today, but he needs to be more consistent and not foul people. And then Brace picking his spots. They've got some nice pieces. Now this is not last year's team at all. So there's still gonna be some growth and some development here. But these guys can compete in the Big 12. They really can. You know, will they win the Big 12? No, they're not gonna win the Big 12, but they can compete pretty much every night.
Yeah, and then you start really building for another. That's how I'm looking at this. Like, this is the base of the new era of Cyclone basketball.
Yep.
Not to diminish the last 2 years for what Steve did, but like there had to be a point where you lose some of those guys and you put the pieces together and you start a new base, and that's what we're seeing right now.
No doubt. And just win something on Sunday.
Yep, go win a championship. All right, Iowa State, Baylor tomorrow. We look forward to having coverage from that from Rob Gray and Jared Stansberry. Bloom and I will be out here hanging out with you guys in Myrtle Beach. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.